I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Texas native Sarah DeRose has built a remarkable music career after signing with Sugar Hill Records at the age of 16. 7 years later, she has three albums to her credit, including the latest Build Me Up from Bones, which was nominated for a Grammy Award this year for Best Folk Album. The title track also received a nomination for Best American Roots Song. The CD features her regular trio, including Corvallis native Alex Hargraves on the violin and Nathaniel Smith on the cello. They're live tonight at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass and tomorrow night at Corvallis High School. They're also with us live in the KLCC studios now. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
The road been treating you well since I've seen you last?
It has been. We've been over here on the West Coast for going on 3 weeks now, and it's just been one of the best tours ever.
Well, good. You come at a beautiful time, nothing like May in Oregon, you know?
That's right.
Well, what's the first song you feel like playing today?
We will start with the first track off the new album. It's one called Over the Edge.
One, two, three, four.
Sarah DeRose live in the KLCC studios with Alex Hargraves and Nathaniel Smith rounding out the trio. Over the Edge, the lead track from the Grammy-nominated CD Build Me Up from Bones. Sarah DeRose and trio live tonight at the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass and back in Corvallis tomorrow night at Corvallis High School. Well, Sarah, Build Me Up from Bones has been out since, I guess, the fall, right?
Mm-hmm. September.
So it's had a good life so far, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a pretty fun journey so far with this record, especially, you know, getting to tour more with these guys.
So how's the sound and the songs evolving now that you've been playing them for a while and the record's been out? Are they changing?
Yeah, I think that always kind of happens over the course when you've been touring for as long as we have and kind of, you know, playing the same songs a lot, you get to know them even deeper. And I think especially with a song like Over the Edge is a perfect example. You know, I recorded that. We didn't record that as a trio. It's with a lot of different stuff going on, percussion, electric guitar. And so it's nice to kind of see it transform into the trio setting. And I think it's, you know, a lot of fun to play and see how the song can take on different life forms.
You're playing, is that a mandocello you have? What is that exactly?
It's an octave mandolin.
An octave mandolin. Yeah. Okay, so it's eight string for those mm-hmm. listening, but more the size of a guitar. An instrument with an identity issue, it looks like.
You could say that.
What draws you to the octave mandolin as an instrument?
Yeah, I've been really fond of this thing. Fletcher Brock built this one in particular, and you know, I kind of started out on the mandolin. That was my first instrument that I got really obsessed with. And, you know, when I started writing more songs, I think it was kind of the perfect bridge instrument for me because I never really wrote a lot of songs on the mandolin. It was more guitar, sometimes banjo. And so to get the octave mandolin, it's kind of the perfect blending of more of the sonic feel that you get from a guitar, but still playing it like a mandolin. So for me, it was kind of the perfect marriage.
You're going to be opening for Nickel Creek this summer. Is that true?
That's true. Yeah, we're very excited about those dates.
That must be an amazing thought because I'm sure, I mean, given what the acoustic music world is and who they must have been a great influence on you, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's almost kind of emotional, you know, thinking about the last 10 years. And I know, you know, all three of us were so influenced by their music when we were just first getting started playing. And so now to kind of have that come full circle and get to open some of those shows for them is a dream come true for sure.
Well, you have a couple shows in between now and then to worry about. Rogue Theater in Grants Pass tonight and Corvallis High School tomorrow night. So how wonderful.
Yeah, well,
lots
we're
of good
excited.
Road work. Well, what's the next song you're going to drop into for us here?
We'll do the title track from the record, Build Me Up From Bones.
Build me up from bones. Wrap me up in skin. Hold me close. Enough to breathe me in. The moon's a fingernail scratching on the back of the night in which we lay beside. I held every inch of you. I wrote so dark and gray, but you've helped me find my way through the wild and wonders of this world. So take me with you now, 'cause I need to show you how I can love. Time was all but gone. sweet and low. Cause we've got nowhere to go. I am yours and your love I know. I held every inch of you. I wrote every line for you. I made time when time was all but gone. You're the love of all.
Sarah DeRose with Nathaniel Smith and Alex Hargraves live in the KLCC studios. The title track to Build Me Up From Bones, a nomination for Best American Roots Song this past year on an album nominated for a Grammy for Best Folk Album as well. You know, Sarah, one of the things that really made that record stand out to me was that it's both really eclectic and yet coherent. I mean, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. When you're stringing songs together and getting the shape of an album together, do you have any insights on what it is that makes coherent music or diverse music stay coherent in an album setting?
Well, geez. I mean, you know, it's a long process of getting all that together. I think there were a few factors in this one. I think one thing that might have added to the coherency was the fact that I've been working for three albums in a row with Gary Pechosa. So naturally, we, you know, learned more how to work together and had a better idea of how to communicate ideas in terms of, okay, this is what I want to hear. How do we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, working with him for so long now, that was a part of that. And then also just having played with Alex and Nat, you know, for a little over 4 years now, I think, you know, my last two records was they would kind of start off with just my part and add to that with different guests and things like that, which was a fun process in itself. But, you know, it's just a little different from track to track. Whereas this, with this album, I knew I wanted to incorporate the trio sound more. And so I think by having the majority of the tracks start with the trio as opposed to just starting with me, maybe added to that coherency.
Alex, I want to bring you into the conversation here for a minute. I know that, a couple of you have just gotten out of school recently, for one thing, and I know you were at the Berklee Global Jazz Institute, and jazz is a part of your world. So What from the jazz world do you bring back to the trio here that you find expanding the sound?
Well, I guess there's maybe not necessarily any like aspects of jazz that I purposefully bring into this, but I'd like to think that maybe in like a kind of a natural way it comes into just the kind of the improvisatory aspects of it kind of, you know, play its role in this trio. And that's been, I think, a big thing for us is kind of arranging songs through, like, initially just improvising it, and then kind of over the course of a tour, it'll kind of meld into an arrangement. So.
And Nat, you've been playing with some great people over the years, too, from Natalie McMaster to Jeremy Kittle and all sorts of people, and yet you're really solid in this trio. What is it about this trio that compels you to make this your main gig?
Oh, man.
It's two of my best buds. Yeah. Why wouldn't I want to?
Yeah.
Just take this gig on the road.
No, man, I mean, I've always loved playing music with these guys. I mean, I've known Alex and Sarah before we started touring together. But, you know, having the opportunity to get to go out and work, as they say, it's nice.
Oh, well, it's great to have you back here. And, Alex, it must be interesting to come back to Corvallis and go back to Corvallis High School and not have to go to class, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's always great to be back.
So a hometown show for you. Kind of, Sarah, does it almost feel like a hometown in a certain sense to you out here by this point?
Totally. I mean, I think for both me and Nat, it's, you know, because we've been playing together for so long, and we've been, you know, close to Alex's family for so long. It definitely is nice to have a hometown, quote-unquote, crowd on a tour stop along the way.
Well, we're glad you're back, that's for sure. So, Sarah DeRose, in the KLCC studios with Nat Smith and Alex Hargraves, live at the Rogue Theater tonight in Grants Pass and live at Corvallis High School tomorrow night. Have one more song for us here today?
Yep. We'll do this one I wrote with my friend Jed Hughes. It's called Mile on the Moon. One, two. Watch me fall. Lose the feeling of it all. I wish the night would let me in. I'm back here knocking on the door. If I ever wake up at the right time, if I ever wake up, I'll find a way to change your mind.
Sarah DeRose in trio with Alex Hargraves on violin and Nathaniel Smith on cello, live in the KLCC studios. Also live tonight in Grants Pass at the Rogue Theater, and then back in Corvallis tomorrow evening for a performance at Corvallis High School, touring behind Sarah's most recent CD, Build Me Up From Bones, Grammy nominated in the category of Best Folk Album. For more on the upcoming shows, roguetheater.com and corvallisfolklore.org. And for more on Sarah DeRose, sarahderose.com. A co-write there on Mile on the Moon with Jed Hughes. I saw him where you're playing tonight at Rogue Theater as part of Rodney Crowell's band, an opening for him as well. A wonderful songwriter.
Yeah, Jed is really, really talented. It's been fun getting to do a little bit of co-writing with him the last couple of years.
Well, we really appreciate you coming back in here. Are you writing new songs? in the moments we have left?
I've started writing a handful of new stuff. I find it hard to write on the road, but in my downtime when I'm off the road, I have a few new ones that I'm excited about.
Well, you're still chasing this record around.
Yeah.
So, you know, plenty of time for that. So, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be back.